Finance a new auto loan or refinance an existing auto loan from another lender through Associated Credit Union, and you'll enjoy no payments until 2021. That's right, no payments until next year. And right now, you'll also get a Peach Pass credit for $120 when you finance with ACU and use promo code Peach Pass. Talk to your branch representative for more information today.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
And welcome to the Active Wealth Show, activators. My name is Fort Stokes. I'm your chief financial advisor. And we've got a special show for you today. We've got Jan Brownfield with Coldwell Banker here in kind of the north side of Atlanta here with us. And we've also obviously always got Sam Davis, our executive producer. We're going to talk about downsizing today. We'll also talk about the five things you should do with your money right now during the COVID-19 pandemic, and also with everything with election unrest and also social unrest, all the things you're going to do with your money in the back two segments. You're going to want to stay on the show for that and listen to the show for that. But first and foremost, welcome to the Active Wealth Show, Jan Brownfield, for the first time. And I think you're going to be a regular guest with us as well.
Excited to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here with us. So, Jan, a lot of retirees, they don't necessarily call themselves seniors, right? But a lot of pre-retirees and retirees have been looking at selling their home in a high market. They're also concerned about what could happen in the future, whether, you know, they're all convinced that taxes are going to rise in the future and what that could do to real estate prices. And also just there's been such a demand for people to buy homes, to get out of apartments and rental houses and things like that, to get a home of their own. A lot of seniors have looked to downsize, and there's a lot of really good things about it, but also some pitfalls. And I just want to kind of get your thoughts just in general on an overview of downsizing and what people really need to consider when they're looking to sell their primary residence and then move into a potentially smaller residence with lower maintenance.
So interestingly enough, as I've been in real estate and I'm part of a team with Coldwell Banker for almost 17 years. So as I have aged, so has my client base. And right. My business partner and I probably do about 60% now of folks that are considering or working towards empty nesting and purchasing. So the things that you want to consider, and it is a great time, by the way, prices, inventory is low, but if you're looking to put your house on the market, there's probably not a better time to do it than right now, because you will probably get the most for your home in today's market than you have in quite some time. You want to start thinking about, should I put it on the market? The answer is yes, you should. Because inventory is low, that's what's driving that price up.
Gotcha. Also, let me back up to, can you just talk a little bit about your years of experience and all that stuff? Because you're going to be a regular contributor with us on a monthly basis. And I just want to make sure people kind of get to know Jan Brownfield and we'll kind of go from there.
Absolutely. So my business partner and I, we are a team under Coldwell Banker. We have been a team with Coldwell Banker for, as I said, almost 17 years. Wow. We are the one of the top partnered teams for all of Atlanta. So this is not something that we do on a part-time basis. This is very full-time. We not only want to make sure that our clients capitalize by getting the very most they can for their homes, get the very best service. There are two of us that work full time with our clients. And we want to make the entire process obviously as seamless as possible and have built a reputation for doing that, both in helping, our clients do what it takes to get their homes ready, that get them the most and top dollar for their home, but do it in the quickest amount of time and the least amount of trouble for the people that we're working for. And there's a lot that goes into getting your home ready when it's time. We can talk about that as well, but we feel that our 17 years of expertise is pretty instrumental in making that process as easy as possible.
Gotcha. Well, before we kind of move on to some of the things to do to get ready for downsizing and to sell your home, and also to get ready for buying the new home and the type of homes they should target, can you also just kind of give your information, how people can get in touch with you as well?
Yeah. So we work primarily out of the perimeter office. And you can reach us by calling that office on our, but my cell number is hopefully up on the screen now. It's 678-427-9799. My email is jan.brownfield@jbatlanta.com. And again, as I said, you can also call us through the main Coldwell Banker perimeter number as well. Both my business partner and I come from a corporate background in marketing and sales. Prior to real estate, my business partner worked for MCI WorldCom. I was a managing partner for a group of recruiting and headhunting firms. So marketing, sales, and that's exactly what marketing your home is all about, is marketing and sales. So we bring that expertise to the market as well.
That's great. So we've got about 4 minutes left here in this segment. So Jan, what should people do if they've made the decision, hey, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and try to start marketing my home for sale, but I want to make sure I'm getting the best price. What's the process? What should they be doing, and how do you help them?
So if we're talking downsizing, the first thing that I would tell them to do is, you know, obviously first maybe start with a conversation with their financial advisor like Ford to sort of understand what price point they want to start targeting when they do sell their home and what that's going to look like for them in the future. But more importantly, they want to, I mean, so now's the time to start, you know, decluttering your house, cleaning out your closets, et cetera. And then you want to meet with myself, and we want to talk about not only what we need to do to maximize your house and getting the most amount of money for it by if it's a coat of paint and that's going to bring us a few thousand dollars more, then that's the kind of conversation that we have with you. Here are the things that you need to do minimally to get your home ready and get the most amount of return for the house. And then obviously we're going to do a market analysis for you on showing you exactly what your home is worth in today's market. And we do that by not just pulling comps. You know, everybody says, well, show me the comps. We want to pull those comparables in much the same way that a real estate appraiser is going to do it. We can be brilliant at getting you top dollar for your home, but most people in today's market, because the interest rates are so low, want to use bank money. And if they're using bank money, that house needs to appraise. So we're going to pull those comparables for you in exactly the same way that an appraiser would be, so that you understand if there's a bank loan attached to someone purchasing your home, what that's going to look like, and make sure that it does appraise in today's market as well.
That's fantastic. I got to meet you because you helped me do some analysis on a house that was a short sale. It was kind of exactly under foreclosure. And I was blown away by the level of detail and how we were able to negotiate and just arming us with the metric numbers we needed to go and try to potentially negotiate for that home. So that's exactly why you're on the show. We just felt like it was too important not to include that type of analysis for our clients and for our listeners. And also for those of you who are maybe listening for the first time, our listeners are called activators because they're looking to activate their retirement. They want to have a tax efficient, fee efficient, and market efficient retirement, but also some of that, what goes into all of that is also rate of return. And you want to get the best return you can on the sale of your primary residence. And when we come back for the next segment, we're going to talk about what do you do literally with, you know, potentially 20 to 30 years worth of stuff that you've got in your home that you've had, you've accumulated over the years. Also some things you can do with your kids can come in and enjoy and take some of the things out of the home if they need to and keep make it a fun deal. But we're really going to talk about how to downsize for that top dollar, and then also the go forward and how to get into whether it's a 55 and over community or,
and there's other a lot of things to look for and consider
too when we come back. And Jan, we're so glad you're with us on the Active Wealth Show, and thanks for being with us on this next segment. But activators, come back. You're not going to want to miss this next segment with Jan Brownfield with Coldwell Banker, talking about downsizing and what to do next, right here on AM 920. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show.
Dashing through the snow.
We are dashing.
In one horse open sleigh.
One horse
sleigh. Hey, activators, we've added a new service and a new website, MedicareComparison.net. We've got Chase McKissick, who is a licensed life and health insurance agent who is certified in all things Medicare with Medigap supplement insurance and Medicare Advantage plans. And you're going to want to visit MedicareComparison.net to reduce your costs. Chase, what are your thoughts?
What we want to do is we want to help shop the market for you, do the legwork so you don't have to. And we're a true broker, so we're going to find you best coverage to meet your needs within your budget. MedicareComparison.net. Just visit us. We'll be in touch within 24 hours and let you know what options you have available, help you make an informed decision.
Sounds great. Again, guys, that's and gals, that is MedicareComparison.net. Imagine how much money you can save over a 30 to 40 year retirement if you could reduce your Medicare costs by $50 to $60 a month. Again, visit MedicareComparison.net. It'll take you a minute to fill out the information, and we'll get right back to you within 24 hours.
They know that Santa's on his way.
Welcome back, activators, to the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and I'm joined by Jan Brownfield with Coldwell Banker on the north side of Atlanta, kind of the perimeter area. And she is our resident real estate expert and is going to be on our show on a monthly basis on the first Saturday of every month. We missed the first Saturday this time, but we're really excited that Jan's with us. So, Jan, we were talking about downsizing. We were talking about what to do. You talked about decluttering. But one of the things that you talked about during the break was, hey, for they really need to understand the net proceeds they're going to get from the sale of a home. And obviously, it is a formula. One of the things that we talk about on our show, but also with our clients and our prospects is, hey, look, we will help you fill that retirement income gap, because when one spouse passes away, and a lot of people, they look to downsize when, let's say, the male passes away and it's just the mom left and just the wife is left and everybody's still got to figure out what to do with mom and try to help her out and have her have a great, you know, social life and everything else. And sometimes that can include downsizing and moving into a 55 plus community or whatever, or closer to the grandkids, whatever that looks like. But one thing we found is we help people fill that retirement income gap, that 33%+ loss in Social Security income and potentially loss of pension income and things like that if the primary breadwinner passes away. So you've got really just a formula for people to figure out the net proceeds and what they can do with the money after they sell the primary residence, the family home.
Well, we do. So one of the biggest questions that people say, so once we sit down with you and we figure out the value of your home in a market analysis, which we were discussing earlier today with, you know, through comparables, et cetera. So once we come up with that value, the next question that's asked most often when we're meeting is, well, how do I figure out what I'm going to walk away with? Because that's what we all want to know, right? We sell our house and how much do I walk away with? So the bottom line is, without question, the biggest, when you sell your home, it's broken down into fees for marketing your home and fees to the selling agent for selling your home. And those are pretty standard across the board in Atlanta. So it's typically 6%. So once I've sold my home and I'm looking at the sale price for what it sold for, I'm going to take 6% off of that. But what other fees do I have that I need to consider? And the other fees are Georgia charges a 1% transfer tax. So for just round numbers, if you sold your house for $400,000, you're going to pay $400, so a dollar per thousand of the sales price to Georgia. So that comes off the top. And then you're going to figure, well, what are the proration of my taxes and insurance? So they're going to prorate that from the time you sell to the end of the year. And then the only other fees that you really have as a seller, once you've prorated your taxes and your insurance and paid the dollar per thousand to the state of Georgia, is, you know, people always ask about, well, what about closing costs? Closing costs is just a negotiation. If I've paid... if I get a contract, if I take and I give $5,000 in closing costs, or I take $5,000 off the price of the home, your net is still the same. However, to a buyer, $5,000 in closing costs that they don't have to come out of pocket for, because that's cash out of pocket, is important to them. So if we can work with them, and if I had a $400,000 sale and I could take $5,000, give the seller, I mean, the buyer $5,000 in closing costs or take $5,000 off the price of my home. Again, the net to you is the same, but giving $5,000 to that buyer is very helpful to them from a cash flow standpoint. Gotcha. And these are really the costs that you have. Now, as a buyer, you have way more, you know, you're paying a lot of fees for the privilege of getting a loan, et cetera. But as a seller, your costs are really pretty straightforward. It's the marketing fees, the proration of your taxes and insurance, and honestly, then just, you know, whatever, fee that, whether it's closing costs or whatever that was that you've agreed to as part of the total purchase price of your home.
Gotcha. And so also, what do? You talk about marketing for the home. What do you guys do? What do you and your partner do at Coldwell Banker to market each home? And I do, before we get done with this segment, and we've still got plenty of time, I want to make sure that I get an understanding of how do you help sellers deal with multiple offers, because we're seeing multiple offers in the marketplace right now. So I want to get the answer to those two questions.
We are. So let me deal with the first one, because that's one of the things that's the most overwhelming. So because we deal with so many empty nesters, and let's assume they've lived in the house for many years, it's very important that, you know, everybody start thinking about, well, what do I do to get the home ready? And depending on how much you want to take on, part of the services that my business partner and I provide is, you know, everybody has saved all these years thinking that their kids are going to want this, all these wonderful things in the home. And unfortunately, then you call your kids in and say, hey, I've saved all this stuff for you. And they say, gee, great, but I don't want it. Which happens more often than not.
Sure. So,
and then you're like, okay, well, what do I do with it? So depending on your needs, we have people that can come into your home and evaluate. If you're wanting to downsize and you've got furniture and you've got what you think are antiques, or you've got things that you've had for years and you want to know value, it's almost a menu. You can tell us what you need, and we can provide people that will come in to your home and say, okay, you know, here's what we can do. We can literally go through your house, tell you what has value, what doesn't, help you get rid of the things that don't have value, help you sell the things that do have value. They'll even help you pack your house if that's what you need. You know, pack it up, getting ready for the movers. So sure. It's really depending on your level of you know, how overwhelmed you are with getting that house ready. And we'll provide, because we do work with so many people who are trying to downsize. So it's really about what your need is, and just know that there are resources available to help you get ready.
Gotcha. And you also, I mean, obviously you guys are going to publish things on Zillow. You're going to publish things on realtor.com and all these other sites and FMLS and all that stuff. Just talk about what you do to market the
property. So, yeah. So, I mean, we do an individualized marketing plan for each home, because each home is different. Each home is unique. And the buyer for that home, depending on where your home is, who we're competing with. So it would take me literally 45 to 55 minutes to sit down with you and talk about, and we prepare a very in-depth marketing plan. But just know that, yes, we talk about everything from how many sites you're going to be on, and it's multiple. With Coldwell Banker, it could be over 100 different sites that we're going to be exposing your home to. And then we target move-up neighborhoods that your home might be right for. Who is your buyer? We do algorithms that show who your buyer is. So it's a very detailed approach. And without, you know, it being individualized, I can only talk in terms of generalities, in terms of how we market. But it is not just a matter these days of throwing it on realtor.com and crossing your fingers and hoping that we find a buyer. We are doing a very in-depth, specific marketing plan specific to your neighborhood, your home, and what's unique about your home. Does yours have a master on the main? Does it not? Is it a two-story? Is it a ranch? All of those are different factors that obviously we have to take into consideration when we're marketing our home, and differentiates a buyer based on, you know, do you feed to different schools that might be important to a relocation buyer, et cetera. So those are the kind of things that we take into consideration when we're looking at a marketing plan for your home.
That is incredibly detailed. That's so neat. I knew how detailed it was based on the research you've done for me in the past.
Exactly.
And so that's really cool. Also, if you want to get in touch with Jan Brownfield, you want to email her at jan.brownfield@jbatlanta.com. And if you want to reach Jan via her mobile number, you literally will just get her mobile number and you'll get Jan directly. You can just call her at 678-427-9799. Again, that's 678-427-9799. And when we talk to Jan next time, I know we kind of ran out of time, but Jan, can you just talk about what you will detail for us the next time you're on about what to do when you take multiple offers?
Yes, because there are a lot of steps that we need to address and sort of get ready to expect a multiple offer situation, because there are a lot of folks wanting to do exactly that downsize. They're empty nesters. It's time to make a change. And the properties that they're looking for, there are a lot of other people that are looking for exactly the same thing. And we have to be able to compete in a multiple offer situation.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the next time that Jan's on the show. Again, thanks so much for being with us, Jan, and we'll talk to you the first Saturday in 2021.
Looking forward to it.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Hugh Hewitt here for Active Wealth. The professionals at Active Wealth won't just hang in there with your investments. They'll work hard to protect and grow your wealth so that you can enjoy the well-earned, successful retirement that you deserve. Active Wealth will deliver a tax-efficient portfolio for you. Visit ActiveWealth.com to book your free financial consultation. They're right here in Atlanta, so contact them today at ActiveWealth.com. Listen to the Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. The Active Wealth Show, this Saturday from noon to 1.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé.
Are you ready to sing a little Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
And welcome back, Activators, the Active Wealth Show. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. I'm joined by Sam Davis, our esteemed executive producer here with us. And so, Sam, it's pretty cool to have Jan Brownfield on. I think she's fantastic. I think she really is knowledgeable. And I think it's just great what she can do for her clients, too. It's really neat.
Yeah, a lot of great information right off the top of the show. She'll be back in a few weeks. Looking forward to that. Complete professional, so well-informed. I think she's someone you can trust.
No question. And so also you've got coming in, we heard a little bit of Michael Bublé, Jingle Bells with the Papini Sisters. And that's my girl's favorite Christmas song. They love the whole, you know, early 1940s, 1940s, kind of World War II era singing to it. It's kind of neat. And Bublé is their favorite Christmas singer. They don't even know who Frank Sinatra is, but they know who Michael Bublé is. So it's pretty neat stuff. So let's talk about the cost cutter for the week. We're going to go ahead and Sam's going to tee up our cost cutter for the week. So the cost cutter for the week is downsizing the family home. And it is trying to reduce any mortgage or get to cash for your mortgage if you sell the family home and then reinvest in a smaller home. But it's also eliminating the maintenance costs and maintenance fees, because if you pay $300 a month for 6 months a year for lawn maintenance and things like that, that's money that could be going to other things during retirement. And so we want to downsize the family home if it makes sense. And if you think you're happy with that and therefore also enjoy even a better lifestyle, you can move to a 55 plus lifestyle community and really enjoy your time there. Or, you know, you can keep the family home if you want to and keep the bedrooms open and keep it ready for entertaining for Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that. But the other is that you may want to downsize and also move to someplace more fun where the grandkids will come visit, like a lake house or a beach house or things like that. And also try to get it where those are lower maintenance, but give you great access to the water. Just something to consider, or access to the beach. And so I would encourage everyone to consider downsizing the primary residence. I mean, you know, if you're sitting there in Sandy Springs or Dunwoody or Decatur or Alpharetta or Buckhead or Cherokee County or East Cobb or whatever, and you're no longer working, or you're about to no longer work and you're getting close to retiring, you might want to consider downsizing to reduce your costs. You can reduce your property taxes. You can reduce a lot of things by downsizing and moving different places. Also, remember, there's 6% tax, income tax here in the state of Georgia if you make over basically $10,000 to $14,000 a year. So you're going to be able to reduce your taxes by 6% if you move to a place like Florida and move to the beach. And also, you'll probably have more people come see you. So I would just encourage you to consider downsizing. Also, now is one of the best times ever because the market is so high. It's a very high market. And so our cost cutter for the week is let's reduce the maintenance costs on our homes. Let's reduce the property taxes on our homes, and let's downsize and enjoy the savings. All right. And so let's go straight into what we said we were going to talk about for the last two segments of the show. We're going to talk about the five things to do with your money. And we've created a report at 5thingstodowithyourmoney.com. That's the number five. You have to type in the number five, and it's thingstodowithyourmoney.com. And you just put in your name and email, and we'll go ahead and send you the report immediately. You'll get the instant download. And so you just have to click to access the report. We've developed this report because so many people are like, hey, Ford, I'm really concerned about what's going on with the pandemic. I'm concerned with what's going on with the election unrest. And we're hopeful that it's going to turn out the correct way for America and that voter fraud will not stand. Obviously, on this show, we've talked about it. We're on a conservative talk radio station for a reason. I'm a capitalist. I'm not a socialist. I believe in capitalism. I believe in democracy, and I believe in our republic, and I believe that voter fraud should not stand for any reason ever. And I'm appalled by what happened in Fulton County and and even some of the surrounding counties of Atlanta. I'm embarrassed for our state. I'm embarrassed that our state was sued this week by the state of Texas, and 17 other states joined the lawsuit against the state of Georgia, as well as, you know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and other states. And so I'm just embarrassed that that's where we are, but we're hopeful that everything's going to work out the right way, and then our president will be able to continue four more years. I do have a piece of information that I heard from a constitutional lawyer this week. They told me that if they can prove that there was voter fraud and the election is invalidated, and that Joe Biden does not get to 269 votes, Donald Trump will be your president for the next 4 years, and he can run for re-election in 2024. That was an interesting tidbit that I did not know, and that might be something that we'll try to share virally across all the social media platforms. But here's the five things to do with your money. Number one is, we want to analyze your portfolio for risk, taxes, and fees. And I'm going to give you these in order. I'm not going to give them all to you at once. And so we're going to go one by one here. So you should inspect what you expect with your current portfolio and get an independent analysis of your portfolio. We run Morningstar reports, an institutional level Morningstar report that helps educate our clients and prospects on the risk they're taking, the fees they are paying, and the overall market correlation of their assets that they hold. Also, listen, don't forget to review your entire portfolio and the impact of rising taxes in the future and how higher tax rates during your retirement could significantly change the growth and income you can generate from your retirement nest egg. With trillions of dollars being paid in stimulus to keep our economy going during this pandemic, coupled with over a $27 trillion pot of national debt, it stands to reason that taxes will likely have to go up in the future. And if you think taxes are going to go up in the future, I would encourage you to visit 5thingstodowithyourmoney.com. That's the number 5thingstodowithyourmoney.com to get this report. Listen, it's my job as a fiduciary to help reduce present and future tax risk for my clients. We will run a Roth ladder conversion plan for you absolutely for free. It's about $1,500 worth of full planning value when you include the portfolio analysis, the Social Security maximization report, and you get the Roth ladder conversion report as well. We'll give you those plans all the way to your 95th birthday. And we do all that on the front end for a reason. We do it for free for you so you can make an informed financial decision about your financial future for your retirement. Also want to remind everyone that there's only two types of investments that are truly tax-free. The ones you invest after tax dollars in, those are Roth IRAs and life insurance, and that's it. And so we counsel our clients to invest in Roth IRAs or life insurance when and where it's appropriate for them. For Roth IRAs and Roth conversions, it's appropriate almost any time. And also, if you want to save money for your, for your heirs or your inheritors, then a Roth ladder conversion is a great idea at any age, even after age 72, when you have to start taking RMDs. But the best time to do life insurance is when life insurance is the least costly, which is always today, right? The longer you go in life, the higher the cost of life insurance is. So if you're in your 50s or 40s or 30s or even 20s, I would encourage you to invest in index universal life insurance policies that can build up cash value, and you can distribute money from those policies as loans against the policies tax-free, which is remarkable. And we can help you with that. It's also a great way to plan for college and retirement at the same time. So number one, the five things to do with your money is analyze your portfolio for risk, taxes, and fees. Number two, we've only got a few minutes left here in this segment. So number two is you want to assess your retirement income needs and your monthly expenses and your income. So we want to get an understanding of what are our monthly expenses by taking September and October, adding those to all the costs that we had during September and October, and then divide by two. And that'll give us an understanding of how much we're spending. And then the next thing we want to do is we want to understand what are our monthly expenses going to be during retirement. Are we going to pay a house off or not? And we also need to understand what happens with a potential retirement income gap, because when one spouse passes away, we lose at least 33% of the total Social Security income that's coming into the family home. And we want to understand how to fill that income gap with either life insurance, tax-free life insurance, or annuities, or just withdrawals from our portfolio. And we do tactically manage portfolios here. We're not just some annuity shop or anything like that. We're Series 65 licensed advisors and fiduciaries, and we're happy to help you anyway. So just to recap these first two, number one is you want to analyze your portfolio for risk, taxes, and fees. And number two is you want to assess your retirement income needs, your monthly expenses, and your income, and understand if you've got a gap between the expenses that you need and the income you're generating from your portfolio. So when you come back from the break, we're going to have the last three things to do with your money. We've covered the first two. And again, we encourage you to visit 5thingstodowithyourmoney.com. That's the number 5thingstodowithyourmoney.com. And we'll be right back right here on the Active Wealth Show on AM 920 The Answer.
You are invited to listen to the Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. Learn how to protect and grow your hard-earned wealth. The Active Wealth Show, Saturdays from 12 to 1, right here on AM 920, The Answer. Come, they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum,
a newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. And welcome back, Activators, to the Active Wealth Show. Man, isn't that song awesome? I love that Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy mashup crossover from David Bowie and Bing Crosby. It's just remarkable. Don't you just love that song, Sam?
Yeah. Until right before this break, I had no idea that this crossover ever happened, but what an incredible recording. Very cool.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was recorded on September 11th on 1977 in London. But it's a Christmas song that added a counterpoint performed by English singer-songwriter David Bowie and American singer Bing Crosby. The Little Drummer Boy is a Christmas song written in 1941, while Peace on Earth, tune and lyrics written by Ian Fraser, Larry Grossman, and Alan Cohan were added to the song's especially for Bowie and Crosby's recording. The single saw commercial success upon its release in 1982 and peaked at number 3 on the UK singles charts. The single became one of Bowie's best-selling in his career, with a total estimated sales of over 400,000 copies sold in the UK alone. And the song has since become a Christmas classic in the United States, Canada, and United Kingdom, and is referred to by the Washington Post as one of the most successful duets in Christmas music history. That is pretty awesome. Love that. And now let's talk about beating bank CDs. So if you're getting 0.5% or less from bank CDs right now, I would ask you why. Why don't you do something a little smarter? Why don't you do something a little different? And I would encourage you to consider investing in a multi-year guaranteed annuity or a MIGA. A MIGA is, we've got MIGAs that are paying between 2.40% and 3.05% right now. American Equity is offering a three-year MIGA at 2.4%, and AMERICO is offering a 3.05% MIGA right now. That is 6 times the rate of a one-year bank CD. And I would just encourage you to consider investing in a MIGA instead of bank CDs, especially if you're going to just have the money sitting there. With a MIGA, with a five-year MIGA, you can get up to 10% liquidity on that. Also, for some MIGAs, we've got one MIGA that's paying 2.15, and it's only a two-year MIGA. So some are the same term as a two-year bank CD, but it's paying 4 times the rate. And so, or more than 4 times the rate. So please don't invest in bank CDs. Please consider investing in MIGAs with us. We're happy to help you any way we can. And all you got to do is visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. And then also you can call us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. We're happy to help you. So let's go straight into the last three things to do with your money. Again, we've developed this report at 5thingstodowithyourmoney.com. During this difficult time, we're getting so many questions about Ford. Hey, what should we be doing with our money? And Sam's putting this up on the broadcast right now too. We broadcast this every single week on activewealthshow.com. So you can always check out the video recording of this radio show. But at 5thingstodowithyourmoney.com is where you need to go. It's the number 5 things to do with your money. And the first two, we've already talked about them, is number one, you're supposed to analyze your portfolio for risk, taxes, and fees. And then number two is we're supposed to assess your retirement income needs, your monthly expenses, and your income. And so we want to make sure that you do those first two things. Number three is we want to invest in a smart financial plan following the rule of 100. You want to have a smart risk and smart safe plan of combination to equal a smart financial plan. And we like to make sure that we're educating folks on the rule of 100. What you do is you take 100, you subtract your age. Let's say you're 60 years old. You've got 40 left over is the remainder. And that means only 40% of your assets should be invested in securities. And the rest should be invested in what we would consider the safer and better investment, which would be fixed index annuities to get you a bond replacement growth that is remarkable, to get you market like gains without market risk at all. And so it's based on the claims paying ability of the issuing company, right? But we're super excited about you investing in a smart financial plan to reduce the risk and reduce the taxes and fees as well. Did you know if you invest in a fixed index annuity that you will not have to pay any advisory fees? That's pretty great stuff. Also, smart risk is our name for tactical asset allocation, which means the portfolio is rebalanced on a consistent and regular basis, oftentimes monthly. During these extraordinary and difficult times, we don't recommend just simply hanging in there with your investments and using a buy and hold strategy. We encourage you to consider actively managing your portfolio and not just ride the negative slopes of the growth curve like we saw in March of 2020 at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our portfolios are managed by CFAs who work with Brookstone Capital Management, and we want to be careful with all of our investments and what we invest with on the security side, because when you do that, there is risk involved. And we also want to do everything we can to minimize risk and maximize growth. And one of those ways to do that is to invest in a bond replacement strategy, which we think is a really great way to go to eliminate the fees. And we've got one example where a million dollar portfolio, 60% in securities and 40% in equities, I mean, in bonds. If you replace those bonds with fixed index annuities, did you know you're going to save over $210,000 in fees over the lifetime of your retirement, over a 30-year retirement? And then also the difference is your portfolio, the bond portion of your portfolio, which is 400 grand, would be worth about $1.38 million at the end of 30 years. But that same portfolio would be worth over $4.1 million if you invest in a fixed index annuity. So that's a pretty big deal. So we encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. To get a bond replacement strategy and report and a plan for that. Number four is we want to invest in tax-free investment accounts like Roth IRAs and index universal life policies. We've talked about those on the show earlier in this show, so we're not going to belabor the point, but just know this. If you invest $760,000 and convert about $150,000 a year for the next 5 to 6 years, and you convert all of that money, you're going to end up saving over $478,000 in taxes. But your heirs are going, combined with your tax savings and your kids inheriting a Roth IRA versus inheriting a inherited IRA, they're going to say the total tax savings would be $718,000 off of $760,000. We think that's remarkable and something you should absolutely consider. And the last, number five, is we want to make sure that we follow the 4% rule and never outlive our money. So if you only spend 4% or less of your portfolio and you leave the rest of it in there every single year, you're likely not going to run out of money. And so here's how that you make that work. Let's say the family is getting $36,000 total in Social Security income a year. Well, if you couple that, if you got $1 million IRA and you take 4% of that out, that's $76,000 to live on, and likely you'll make it. So let's do our final countdown.
It's the final countdown.
So on today's show, we talked to Jan Brownfield with Coldwell Banker for the first time. She's going to be on our show every single first Saturday of every month, and we're super excited that Jan's going to be with us going forward. We talked about downsizing and how to maximize your dollars from the sale of your home with downsizing and maximize the net proceeds from that and what to do with that money. And also what, you know, we're going to talk more about what to do with downsizing going forward and moving into a great place that grandkids are going to want to come visit and lifestyle. It's great. Then we also talked about the five things to do with your money. And we're super thrilled that you've been able to listen to us today. It's been kind of an action-packed show. But again, the five things to do with your money.com is where you need to visit. Again, the number five things to do with your money.com to get this free report. But number one is you want to analyze your portfolio and fees for risks and taxes. And then also you want to, number two is you want to assess your retirement income needs, your monthly expenses, and your income. Number three is you want to invest in a smart financial plan. And number four is you want to invest in tax-free investment accounts like Roth IRA and index universal life policies. And number five is you want to follow the 4% rule so you never run out of your money and don't withdraw more than 4%. We're so glad you've been with us, and hope you guys are enjoying the holidays. And we'll be right back on the Active Wealth Show next week talking about tax-efficient investing. And I hope you guys all have a great week. All the best from your family here at AM 920 The Answer.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Atlanta, is your broker or financial advisor asking you to just hang in there with your hard-earned investments? Be smarter than that. Listen to the Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. The Active Wealth Show, this Saturday from noon to 1.